USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care in states with stringent abortion restrictions. Jen Klain, director of White House Gender Policy.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was, as part of this website and also made public in other ways, is literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
13 U.S. states have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion, and more states will ban or restrict abortions in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
While there are few signs of COVID-19 precautions, cases are on the rise. In New York City, cases are up more than 17% from 2 weeks ago. And in Los Angeles County, they are moving closer to what the Center for Disease Control and Prevention categorized as a high level of community transmission, which would trigger the return of a mask mandate. Border Patrol agents are coming under some scrutiny.
Customs and Border Protection said in a report that a lack of command, control, and communication was to blame for mounted agents using their horses to forcibly block and move migrants as thousands of Haitians arrived at the U.S. border outside Del Rio, Texas last fall. But the agency in its document of more than 500 pages wrote none of the migrants were whipped with horse reins intentionally or otherwise. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. It was announced the day before the NHL draft. The NHL has seen several women promoted to the assistant general manager's role in the last month. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there. The momentum's going to keep growing. Yeah. I've seen it with our very own Megan Duggan, what she's done in a year and her recent promotion. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports. And hopefully one day there's a female general manager in the NHL. And I know the NBA, MLB, all these sports are taking those steps. So.
A retired three-star Army general serving as an advisor to active duty officers has been suspended after he appeared to mock First Lady Jill Biden's response to the reversal of Roe v. Wade. An Army spokesperson confirmed that the retired Lieutenant General Gary Felinsky has been suspended but gave no reason for the suspension, saying that only he, quote, had been sidelined from his role as a mentor pending the outcome of the commander's inquiry. End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.